All right, we are in the international room now with Eric.
Are you serious right now?
Yeah, yeah, Eric de Fontenay from Music Dish. What's happening in China right now? Is there going to be any more rights? I heard that they're going to be some right holders things in China. They are thinking about it, or it's
First thing that's happening in China is April 2nd to 7th is probably one of China's first classic conference festivals that's happening in Beijing called Sound of the City.
Uh-huh. What are you guys doing for lunch tomorrow?
Here comes the Canadian thing.
Wait. This is important to know what we're doing for lunch. It's really important.
That's cool.
It's Keeling. So, she said, I have room for 10 more internationals.
Okay, we are on. We are on.
Just count us in. So, now we know what we're doing on March 21st at lunch at CMW.
That's cool.
And this is important.
Yes.
Is this audio, or are you going to be typing it?
No, this is audio. It's going on directly.
Excuse for all the chaos, but it's the first day of the conference, and, you know, we're usually much more professional than this, but, yeah.
No, this is my audible channel about the music industry, and I want to know a little bit more about China.
Okay,
music
so one of the things cycle. That's happened with China is that you see a lot more platforms now launching paid services. So Douban, which is probably the major
biggest
music platform. Launched Douban Pro, which is a paid, kind of like Pandora.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is going to be happening across most of the major platforms that they're going to be offering paid. So this is what I've been told by a lot of people is 2013 is the end of free music in China.
Okay.
Now, it's relative, of course, but the government is becoming very serious about constructing a viable music business.
Yeah.
There are still amendments being done to the copyright law there and being discussed.
And that's the thing, because in Sweden right now we can't get support until they have a copyright law, because the government won't send any bands to China. We can go by ourselves, it's no problem. But they won't subsidize it from the government right now because they don't have the copyright law. But we are
They have a copyright law.
Yeah.
I mean, the Chinese have a copyright. It's just that it's incomplete. Many things are not, for example, publishing.
Yeah.
No publishing. It's not specified.
No.
These are all things that are coming on board that they're dealing with. I mean, like I always tell people, look, in the West, we've been dealing with copyright for how long, and we're still trying to figure it out. Give the Chinese a little credit. They're dealing with it for the last 10 years, and they're not doing too bad a job of trying to figure it out.
Oh, that's cool. So there you have. Now you have a little bit update on China by Eric de Fontenay from Music Dish. It's really nice. He knows everything about China. So that's it.
Xie xie.